Okay, Chefra. I want to kind of move through Simen Kuf Ches. Se'if Beis. Kuf Ches Se'if Beis. So, Bamed Varma Murim B'Tzli. Avo Imbo Levashlam B'Kedera Zela Atzmo V'Zela Atzmo Afil B'Tanor Kotem Pivsosom Mutter Avo Pisha Piha Kederos Megula. Right? In other words, the Mechaber tells me, and this is quoting from a Rashba in the Teres Habayis, that the Isser of Recha is only B'Tzli. But if it's Bishol B'Kedera, and each one is in a separate pot, then it is okay. The Ramah adds, it's okay only if the Tanra is Pasuach Ktsas. But if it's completely Sasum, then it's going to be Aser. But the Makim Hefsin Meruba, you could be Mekel. That's what the Ramah says. Now, the source of this is in that same sugya there in Psachim Ayin Vav. The Gemara over there speaks about not stuff that's in Kederas, but the Gemara speaks about Tzli. And the Gemara, as understood by Rashi, says if I have Tzli over here and Tzli over there, and there's like a mound of stuff between them, then there's going to be no Isser. That would mean, L'cha'ora, that the din over here is really a din of distance. If it's a halacha based on distance, so then it's lav davka, that it's not a distinction at all between Sli and Bishol. So the idea of Bishol in this context is that it's in a pot. So you have the daifne hakedera, which is mafsik, so it's ke'ilu, there's distance between them. That is the way the Shach in Sivkot and Tes Zayin understands Lamaisa. The Shach in Sivkot and Tes Zayin is saying that the halacha over here is based on distance. There's another source that's brought for this din, which is Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph. Loi halacha miyamecha Bara'isa Yisro va'ove kochavim shofsin kedera zemikan zemikan v'lo chayshishin. Now that Gemara says that you have in Tzur, you have a yid and a goy who are cooking meat on the same oven, and I'm not worried that stuff will go from one pot to the other pot. The Gemara over there does not distinguish based on how much distance there is. Nor does the Gemara qualify at all that it is a din in distance. Bechlal, it sounds from that Gemara that the heter is just that we're not choshesh, that stuff will go from pot A into pot B. If that's the pshat, if that Gemara in Avodah Zarah is a raya, or the makar for this din, so then perhaps there's a makom for the other mahalach, that, again, the Shach notes, but rejects, the Beis Yosef, by the way, of all these dinim at the end of Tzadi Zayin, no? None of the Beis Yosefs are here in Kuf Ches. All these Beis Yosefs are in the end of Tzadi Zayin. There is another Mahalach, which is that there's a formal distinction between Tzli and Bishol, and for some reason, Reyach is only something with regards to Tzli, and there is no such thing as Reyach with regards to Bishol. And the nafgamina, of course, between these mahalchim, as the Shach points out, Sivkot and Tes Zayin, is what we call Tzli Kedar. Tzli Kedar is pot roast, no? It is Tzli, but you do have the defanos that are mafsik. Halacha l'maisa, we assume, and if you look in the Badi HaShulchan, Sivkot and Ayin, he points this out, halacha l'maisa, we assume that the real distinction over here is based on the distance, like the sugya and psachim, rather than the sugya in Avodah Zarah. That sounds, at least to my mind, like a more formal distinction between Tzli and Bishol. Okay, Zozayin. The dear beloved friend of ours, the Kenyan Deya, raises a question. You know, in Simen Tzadi Beis, we encountered a din called Zeya. Right? How come there is no concern of Zeya here? Why is there no concern of Zeya? I'm cooking kosher food and tray food in the same oven, and adarabah, cooking, and it's pi hakedera is megula, right? And it's uncovered. So how come I'm not choshesh that the Zeya is going to go and shrape everything up? And this is mamish abam kasha. No? Lecha ora, how do we do, like all of Simen Kuf Ches, I was talking to Rabbi Ike today when we were online to get, what exactly was in those wraps? Was it like chicken? I'm not sure. I know I'm fleishik at this point, but I'm not sure exactly what was inside those wraps. So I'm waiting with Rabbi Ike to get one of these still unidentified wraps. And
question of there, I said there,
what? Man, my fleishik there, I said there. I don't know what was going on over there, but in the wrap, but I'm talking to Rabbi Ike, and we're discussing how come you don't see Zeya anywhere in Simen Kufres, no? You don't see Zeya anywhere in Simen Kufres. There is one line in the Rambon, Sif Aleph, Im Afu Oitzalu Iser Beheter Tachas Machvas Achas Megulan Is Osar Filo B'diyevet. That sounds a shtickle like Zeya. But I don't see the word Zeya anywhere, so I don't know what's going on here. And the Kinyan Deya raises this question. Megillah Sefer, page 235, gives an answer. And for the Megillah Sefer, that maybe the din of Zeya is not formulated at all when it's inside an oven, if the oven is Hesek Mibifnim. If you remember, we learned in Simen Sadi Beis that a tiny drop of milk or meat that falls kenegar ha'esh is going to be nisraf mi'ar. Right? That's what we saw in Sadi Beis. We also encountered a halacha that maybe that didn't enough. And as we see, that stuff is nisraf mi'ar. So it could be that in an oven where it's hasekai mi'bifnim, which is the way their ovens used to be, everything is going to be nisraf right away. We had a suffik in the Chuvas HaRush, which is the makar of Zeya, right? That's what I wanted to say. The suffik in the Chuvas HaRush, which is the makar of Din Zeya, that maybe if the Zeya hits something that's Cham, maybe there's no such thing as Zeya. Maybe there's no Issa in that case. So it could be that this entire Din is predicated on that. However, the end of the this shtickle, by the way, in the Megillah Sefer is not written by Rabbi Eisenthal. It's written by Rabbi Yitzchaki or somebody like a Chabrusov is. I don't know. He decided not to write on Kuf Ches. But it could be that there is no din of Zeya when it's inside an oven.
Maybe you also say like the fan thing.
So the fan thing. So here's the thing. You get an impression from the Ramah that b'mokayim hefsin meruba, it's going to be mutter, even if it's sasam legamrei. Right? So you can't say that the heter over here is because of the escape hatch, right? That's what you are suggesting, the heter of the escape hatch, which we point out from Rib 5 anyways, against the Trumas Hadeshen that's going inside the base, because the steam, right, is going up, and it's going to, it's all exposed. So I'm not sure what to do with it, but nirlofi in the estate, that this is the pshat. That maybe there's no din of Zeya at all. Again, Rav Shechter says a different mahalach in the entire din of Zeya, but perhaps this is the pshat. Okay, weiter. Simen Kufres Se'if Gimel. There's a famous din of Marda. Marda. Marda means, and Tosfos has this in that sugya of Avodah Zarah, that in order, you know, like when you go to the pizza place, they have these big wooden things that they take the pizzas out of the oven with. What are they called? Like massive spatulas. You know what I'm talking about? A marida. That's a marida. So you have to remember that in Europe, the way cooking, baking worked is that there would be one oven in town. And in that one oven in town, Jews and Goyim would all cook, no? And the kasha is, what do? The marida apparently is the type of thing that the goyisha bakers, the guy who's like always putting the stuff in the oven, is not going to let the Jew use his own marida. And the marida of the goy, you have to worry, maybe there's some tarifus on the marida. So the mechaber tells me that if it's all day, chafdalit shais, So you should not use the marida of a goy. If it's after 24 hours, so then you're allowed to use the marida of a goy. Again, the case over here probably is that the marida is clean. The Tasif Kut and Zion point out that if the marida is dirty, so you have to be concerned that the first piece of Jewish bread that comes out on this marida is going home. That's the dude. And the first bit of Jewish bread that comes out on the marida is going to be trafed up, because maybe the shamnunis of the Isser got on that little bit. Right? So the Taz and Sifkot and Zion says, obviously we're talking about a tzir that if that the marida is clean. Fine, so I have this marida.
It's called the pizza peel.
The pizza stick.
Peel.
Peel?
That's it.
How do you read that? How do you spell it?
P-E-E-L?
Yeah, like an orange peel, this is a pizza peel.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a pizza peel. That's a marida. So the marida, right, or the fala, I guess peel is like fala, right? So the marida, you should not use a glazed marida when it's ben yomo. When it's eno ben yomo, it's okay. Ordinarily, I'm gozer, keli she eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo. However, I can't make that gezeira in this case because the goy won't listen to me. So it's like a shas hadachak. And shas hadachak is kiddi eved dami. So therefore, it's going to be mutter to use the goy's marida. The Taz in Oschez quotes a Lavush, who says that the reason why it's mutter in this case is because it's lo shchiach. And the Taz says the Lavush is wrong. The Shach and the Kudus HaKesu says, no, what the Lavush means of Lo Shriach is the same thing as all the Mepharshim say, Lo Shriach for the guy to listen to a Jew, to use a separate marida each time. So therefore you're allowed to rely on the marida of the guy after 24 hours. The Ramah writes, the Hagolah won't help on the marida, and Klipa won't help on the marida. The Pshat is that the marida really became treif, because maybe the guy's food, the pladin, or whatever the guy had over there, is a davar shamin. As a davar shamin, it's going to aser kedei netila, at least, no? Kedei klipa is not going to be enough, so you can't just do klipa. Hag'olah won't help, because the iser got on it directly al yedei ha'esh. And since the Isser got on it directly, Ayyidei Ha'esh, you need Levon. Zuck the Prima Godim in Oschof, that even though it's going into the oven and it's reaching Yad Seledes, nonetheless, we don't say Kibolo Kachpolto. In other words, I know for sure that this Marda absorbed its tarfis at 450 Fahrenheit. That's the temperature of the oven. So why don't they say by putting the marida back in, right? So whatever went in came out, no? Why don't they say that? The teretz is that we don't say kibolo kachpoto by libon, which we already saw that sevara in the Igris Moshe, right? When we were learning Kechshur Kelim, that the lomdus of libon is at soreif es ha'iser bimkomo. And if it's soreif es ha'iser bimkomo, so the pshat is that I need that temperature, I need that 900 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever, right, or else I have no kula. So here also, right, I'm not going to say kiboil oi kach polto on the libun, and I'm not going to be meko on the marida. The Prima Godim adds a nukud over here, which is very debatable. He writes, af mi basar l'cholov lo mahani hag'olah. That's a little bit schwer, no? He's assuming that, let's say I have a milchig marida, I want to use my pizza peel, right, which is milchig, I want to use it now to take a steak out of the oven. Can I do hagol over there? So we would say that it's heterabala. And because it's heterabala, so hagolah should suffice. The teretz is, says the Prima Gadim, no. Right, now that no, if you remember, is like really the Menachem Azaria that the Shach quoted, where was it, in the beginning of Kuf Chav Aleph. No? The Shakwa from Menachem Azaria, that if I cook milk directly into something. We're not going to use Hag'ala to get it out. Okay, for some reason they get the impression that the Prima Godim paskins that way, which I think is difficult. I think that is a little bit schwer. Frek the Bade HaShulchan. How come I'm only worried about the Maradon? How come the Yid is using the Goyisha oven, right? And I'm cooking my kosher bread in the Goyisha oven. Don't I have to worry that the Goyisha Pladin or whatever came out and chafed up the oven? And maybe I should not be using the Goyisha oven b'chlal.
Can you see the Miyad Nisraf idea?
Miyad Nisraf. Miyad Nisraf in the oven. Mamish on Be'en. We only said Miyad Nisraf, we pointed out on Sadi Beis, if I have a teeny bit that fell on it.
Yeah, but
if I have a gigundous spill, I'm not going to say Miyad Nisraf. But here, the pladen, it's Mamish going into the oven. I have treif pizza. The pizza's here. There's, what's it called? Anchovies? What are those things on pepperoni? It's pepperoni pizza, right? Pepperoni pizza, Mamish in the oven. Gebucken in the oven. It's baked in.
Yeah, but it's so geschmack. They take it all out. If anything's left, it's just like a tiny bit left.
I don't know. I think the tarifus goes mamish right in. It's a davar shomein that goes all the way in. I don't know. Not convinced. So what's the heter? How come? So the Bani HaShulchan is bothered by this kasha. Page Samach Vav Samach Zayin. How come I'm only worried about the marida? How come I'm not worried about the oven? So it could be that the pshat is that the tarifus is inside dough. It's like a pladen. The treif meat is inside dough. And I'm not worried that it will come out in the oven because it's just dough. The mitzias was, in this case, that you know that when you flouted it out, when you use the plada to get it out, when you use the marida to get it out, so the mitzias was, in this case, that some of it fell on that pizza peel. Right? If that's the case, this whole din isn't like so exciting or shayach, it's like a technicality, right? So then, he quotes the guy, Yehuda has a mahalach, that maybe, I don't know if you notice, like when you go to Time Out Pizza, what's it called now? Lake Como Pizza. You go to Lake Como Pizza, so often when they put pizza in the oven, they have like a little mesh, like a metal mesh under the pizzas.
Yeah, like a grate.
Like a grate, nachon. Notice they don't put the pizza directly on the oven. Maybe that's the mitzvah. When they take the pizza out of the oven on their pizza peel, so it goes directly on, and then they take that grate off separately. So the Yad Yehud is giving a mitzvah that the oven doesn't become treif because the pladen, or whatever it is on the pizza grate, rather than, right, that's what the Badei HaShulchan suggests, also some of them going on to Sama Zayin.
So the heter is because it's on the pizza grate, or that it's on dough that's on the pizza grate?
So again, the first mahalach is dough. Okay. The second mahalach is saying maybe dough isn't the kula, because mamanashach, if you're worried that it's spilled, so it should be a problem on the marida and in the oven. If you're not worried it's spilled, it's not a problem either. Teretz says that the mitzvah is that in the oven itself, you use the grate. Outside of the oven, I don't use the grate. Maybe that's the pshat. The third mahalach that the Bali HaShulchan suggests is like this. He suggests that maybe, let's say I have an oven that's made of many different bricks. I think that's the mitzvah of the way ovens used to be, no?
Brick ovens.
You have a brick oven. It's like a zach in the Five Towns that you make brick oven pizza.
Yeah.
You know, and they try, mamish, I don't taste any difference. It seems to me it's lahav the like sherry casks with scotch, that you don't taste any difference whatsoever. But some people drank the Kool-Aid and they think the brick pizza ovens matter. So the pshat on the brick pizza oven is that it's bricks. So I have Levena, Levena, Levena. No? It's all bricks. So Ken Zayin, that the Goy has one chelak of the oven, and the Jew is using the other chelak of the oven, and I view each brick like a dover bifnei atzmo, and the tarfis from brick one won't move over to the Jewish side of the oven to brick two. That's what Reb Feivel entertains. Ay mashakosanu simin sadi zayin dibar maschudino lachka betano sheino asu imigush echad elohum rutsapu veinim harbe vehim uchubarim betit im nechshav kahaygavna kekli echad vabli shabetzad zem espashetus vatzada sheino shem kahaygavna choshe kekelim chalukim. And maybe if im neima the kahaygavna choshe kekelim chalukim yeshan hamer hadidon sheyichdu chelak meatan lotzayach hayehudim vanochem mishdamshem betzada sheino vaasu shapir. Right? In other words, he makes a suggestion that maybe the pshat is that the Jew and the guy are using two separate sides of the oven, if it would just be an oven, like in Time Out, I think the oven, or what's it called, in Lake Como, the oven is like one piece of metal, the whole thing, no? But if you have an oven of different pieces, so it's entirely possible.
That's very hard to understand.
Huh?
That's very hard to understand. Like, first of all, can you trust a guy to use only one side? You're using the guy's oven.
Apparently there are Jews who are Yosef and Nichnas the whole time. Remember, there was one oven in town. That's the pshat.
Right, but it's the guy's oven in town.
It's the guy's oven. So, like, but the guy doesn't want to lose his... The guy doesn't want to lose his business. The guy doesn't want... Right? There are svaras. The fact that a Jew could come in, the guy doesn't want to lose his business. I could hear those svaras. I don't know.
But also, is there any difference, like... If we're saying the Devar Gush, like, things don't spread, then one table shouldn't make any difference. Like a brick oven as opposed to other types of oven.
Again?
Like, why do you need bricks to make...
Or else it's considered all the same keli. If there's bli on this side of the keli, is the bli mispashe to the entire keli? So that's a gemara in Zvachim with a suffix, a pishah b'miksas kli, whether it's mifapeya b'chara kli. Over here, kensai is considered two separate ovens. Two bricks. Two separate ovens. Maybe. I don't know. So these are... So that is the next set of dinim in Se'if Gimel. Okay, Se'if Daled is the din of Reish Lakish in Meseches Sachem Ayin Vov and in Meseches Avodah Zarah Samach Vov. The din of Reish Lakish is that when I put hot bread on top of a chavis, so it will become a problem if it's paschama and chavis magufa, chavis malaya, right? All the details there in the Gemara. Basically, hot bread and the chavis is open for sure is going to be a problem. Cold bread may or may not be a problem, right? Etc., right? And it's paskin here in Shulchan Aruch. If you have paschama on chavis psucha of Yayin Nesach, it's Aser. But the Pasas Tzainenes, right, it's Mutter. But Pasa Irim is Aser. Right? That's what we saw in the Gemara. This is the din of Reish Lakish. Well, the problem is that the Rif told us that I don't paskin like Reish Lakish, no? Remember, we have a Machlokas Rav and Levi and Psachim, and a Machlokas Abaya and Rava in Avodah Zarah. In both cases, the Lashon is whether Recha Milsa or Recha Lavmo. So by the way, Hamadayik Hetev, the Lashon HaGemara, will notice that the Lashon of the Gemara in Psachim is Recha Ba'alma, and the Lashon of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is just Recha. I was trying to break my head on that this morning. Is there a difference or not? The Lashon of the Gemara is a tad different, but I'm not sure if it's significant in any way. But nonetheless, the Rif says that fundamentally I paskin Recha Lav Milsahi. I, Rava, sounded like it is Recha Milsa in the case of the pass on the Chavis. Right? I Reish Lakish sounded that way. So the Rif basically says we don't paskin like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is a Talmud of... Reish Lakish is a Talmud of Rav, and Rava is a Basra, and you put it all together, we're going to paskin against Reish Lakish. That's where the Rif said it, no? So Nishala Tasha'ila, the Gon here in Oschaf, the Gon raises the objection to entire Se'if Dalet. How can you paskin? Once you paskin like the Rif in Se'if Aleph, how can then you have Se'if Dalet? Sif Dalet about the distinctions within the dinim of Recha, depending on Paschitim, Pasa'irim, right? Megula, Mechusa, right? But I don't paskin like Reish Lakish at all. That's the Gain's problem. So the answer might be, and the crazy place he says this, that maybe the Mechaber is quoting this din in Sif Dalet only by Yayin Nesach. can say that this is not a din of Recha. This is a din that Yayin Nesach Mamish is Usser B'mashim. Yayin Nesach Mamish is Usser B'hanoa. And maybe that's the only din over here, that Yayin Nesach Mamish is Usser B'hanoa. Now, if that's the pshat, it will work out. The problem is that the Shach in Oschaf Beis writes that this thing is not only by Yayin Nesach. The Shach says it's true even by Stam Yainam, etc. The Gemara is talking about Yayin Shotsruma. No? Why would we quote the din only by Yayin Nesach when the Gemara is talking about Yayin Shotsruma? So, Old Chazon Amoyed, and Yotz Hashem, maybe we'll discuss this tomorrow, but we should enjoy the bagpipe music on our way to Mincha.